My name's Lisa. I'm a police officer. Going back about 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with depression. A few months before I went sick, my boss said to me, "Lisa, we don't think you're very well and we want you to go to the doctors." So I went there and I sort of downplayed really how ill I was feeling. I did think it was a sign of weakness, being able to say, "I need a break. I can't cope anymore." But it's not. I feel it can be a sign sometimes of being too strong for far too long. When I wasn't well and I was at home, I felt weak, I felt a failure, I felt on my own, I felt isolated. It's not like when you break your leg and you've got a cast on your leg and everybody can see you've got a broken leg. It's not like that at all. You're constantly thinking about, you know, what do other people think of me? And you're getting everything out of perspective. And then I sat there one day and a text came through from one of my bosses to say, "Lisa, just to let you know, I'm thinking of you. If you'd like to chat or anything, then please contact me." And that meant the world to me, you know, because you've suddenly connected with somebody that you work with. You don't feel alone. You don't feel isolated. And it was the tiniest, you know, the smallest little thing to do, but it meant the world. I think that is really, really important, is just contacting them, sending them a text. You don't have to be an expert in dealing with mental health. What you can be, though, is, you know, a friend or a supportive colleague. Offer them a cup of tea, offer them a coffee, you know, treat them exactly the same as you did before they fell ill. Everybody has mental health, same as everybody has physical health. And sometimes you're well and sometimes you're not well. It costs nothing. It's a little thing that can make a massive difference. There's no reason why you shouldn't talk about it.